for your Ali C today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we're always coming at you live every weekday, 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 Central Standard Time Zone. You have with you on this beautiful day in Minnesota, it's about 35 degrees, I think, maybe 40. Thursday, November 10th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you people out there sound like are wondering why maybe I'm sounding like I'm going on overdrive here, I am, because we got so much information going on and so much stuff happening at Penn State being uncovered right now, folks. I just cannot even tell you how overwhelmed and happy that I am that we got real men on radio in Pennsylvania taking a stand for these kids and saying, oh, no, you don't. There's more to it than meets the eye, and we're going to cover that as much as we possibly can in the short amount of time that we've got. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, is the coach and Mr. Jerry Sandusky. It's interesting. I did some radio interviews, actually a radio interview in Pennsylvania yesterday, in Pittsburgh, I'm sorry. And with that, it's interesting people's feedbacks that are taking place concerning what's going on there, folks. I can tell you this, whatever I believe that all of this is backfiring. I believe that this is totally getting out of the hands of the, there's no better way of saying it, the conspirators, the ones that are actually a part of this sex scandal. And to say all that, to say this, I'm just really pleased that people are taking a stand. As I said, I was just on Pittsburgh radio yesterday talking about the very topic. People are voicing their opinions, and there are radio show hosts across the country that are not just going to roll over on this one, because what's going on in Penn State right now, folks, is very similar to what happened back in the 80s and the 90s called Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska, where there were actual orphans that were sent to Boys Town, a Catholic school, and the Archdiocese was actually selling the kids off to politicians, flying them to Washington, D.C., and for sexual favors. They were pimping little boys out, namely orphans, back in the 80s and the 90s. And what's happening now looks very similar as to what happened back then. They just shifted places, get all eyes off of Omaha, Nebraska, and Boys Town. Let's bring it over here. But the politicians are doing the same thing. And they're at it again. And what they're finding out now, and these are allegations and rumors, by the way, that Sandusky was actually using his program, his charity called The Second Mile, to pimp out kids to donors. And we're going to hit on that in just a couple minutes here. But a lot going on, folks. So if I'm just on overdrive, please forgive me. I just want you guys to know what's going on. And I'm extremely happy about the fact that people are beginning to stand up against what's going on out there, the corruption in government, the corruption in the police force. People are standing up, and I can't say anything more than that outside of what we're going to talk about. Folks, this is, again, the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And, again, we are, me and the other guy, are talking turn radio, turning talk radio into do radio. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. It's 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead, give us a call. Weigh in. Let America hear you. 1-877-807-9977.
And as Bradley said, he was just on the air last night on the Robert Mangino show on KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And part of the reason that the folks wanted him on there is because this has always been our mission. It's to protect a generation. It's never been to ostracize or to come against anybody. It's been to protect.
But it's interesting, interesting to note, too, Jake, that we have been under attack. We have been vilified, demonized by the homosexual, radical homosexual agenda. And now I think all the wise are becoming answers to the people. Mm-hmm. Now we're beginning to understand these are homosexual crimes.
Yep.
They're called pederasts. They're zeroing in on little boys. They're trying to normalize crimes. There's an organization on the East Coast right now that's actually trying to normalize pedophilia. Mm-hmm. And when we see these agendas begin to attack us, the first thing you have to ask is, why are they doing this, and what is behind this? And when these things surface, then everybody begins to understand why you are vilified.
Yeah, and I want you to hear me clearly. These aren't lunatic organizations. They are lunatics, yes, of what they're saying. But when it gets to the point where it starts to become a political agenda, that's when you know who's behind this.
That's right.
People are behind it. This isn't just a bunch of crazy people, though they are crazy. Not a bunch of crazy people in their backyard or in their basements having these meetings talking about how they want pedophilia legalized.
No.
These are people that have some type of political clout, and there's a reason why they do it. It's because it's infiltrated there.
And if that's not the case, then why are they funded by governments?
Exactly.
And
why do they even have politicians
trying to push them and looking for groups to actually promulgate their message?
Yep. And people taking them seriously. So, again, we want to thank KDKA last night in Pittsburgh. And there's more of these coming soon, folks. Again, people are looking at the kids, and that's what's great about this perspective. A lot of media is flying off the handle about all the football and all the bad things that's happened to Penn State. But the kids is the main objective here, and you see why that's opening up. And also, too, folks, you see here, a lot of people think, politically speaking, when we refer to issues like impeachment or removal, oh, it takes so long, it's such a process. Listen, how many people have been fired now from a university, and
that's
there
right.
has been no legal charges brought yet whatsoever, because the public demanded it. And that's what happens when you get busy demanding, folks.
It's going to be a good one. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead, give us a call, weigh in, and show the young that you have a care for them. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Brian Toohey, sitting in for Ted Baer. In the new Three Musketeers movie, the leader of the Three Musketeers, Athos, is betrayed by the Lady de Winter. In cahoots with the Duke of Buckingham, she steals Leonardo da Vinci's plans for a military airship away from Athos. Cut to young D'Artagnan traveling to Paris to join the King's Musketeers. He meets a dejected Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. Eventually, they uncover a plot by Cardinal Richelieu and Lady de Winter to embarrass the strong-willed Queen of France and eliminate her. D'Artagnan and his new friends go on a big adventure to stop them. Gotham. The Three Musketeers is more like a comic book adventure. However, the acting and some exciting, sometimes unbelievable, action scenes save the day. The sword fighting is fun, and so are the characters. Though the Christian Cardinal is the bad guy, the good Musketeer Aramis honors Christianity several times. The Three Musketeers has some foul language, a brief innuendo, so cautions advised. You can support Movie Guide by texting the word movie to 20222 to send a $10 donation to help us continue providing movie reviews from a Christian perspective.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we're talking about the Penn State issue and all the things that have been arising around it and what's been happening. And, folks, the vein of this ministry and the mission of this ministry has always been to protect our next generation, to protect posterity. And we are praising God over here in this camp right now because he hears the prayers of the righteous to bring justice on the behalf of those who are fatherless and those that don't have a defense. We are so happy to see that the media is taking this on and doing what they should be doing. And when media starts to do that, starts holding people accountable, starts digging up facts that others are trying to cover up, that's freedom of the press in action, and that's what we want in this country.
Boys Town, I was telling you that there was a parallel between what's going on in Penn State right now in Boys Town, Omaha, Nebraska. Boys Town was the distinguished, Catholic orphanage on the outskirts of Omaha, Nebraska. It was established in 1917 by Father Edward Flanagan, and his purpose was to offer help, hope, and healing, just like Jerry Sandusky. It was to help the abused, the abandoned, and neglected children. And it's having begun with a population of six boys. Boys Town currently houses thousands of boys and girls at numerous sites across the country. And if you recall, folks, the stories of 15-year-old tall boys, listen to what I said, 15-year-old tall boys wandering through the White House in the middle of the night in the 80s was linked to the Franklin cover-up case exposed by Nebraska State Senator John DeCamp. Great guy, by the way. In that case, a Republican operative named Larry King was involved with procuring boys and girls from Boys Town in Nebraska and elsewhere and entrapping them into a child sex slave and espionage ring. King, with an annual salary of $20,000, was throwing sex parties for the powerful in a $5,000 a month condo in Washington, D.C., and they were apparently taping the proceedings for blackmail purposes. If you ever want to know why, the agenda goes forward because you are dealing with compromised men, and I can't say it a better way than I just did, folks.
Why don't they speak up? Because there's something on them and stuff like this. This is exactly what we're seeing coming to the light.
And it's not all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that there are people that are in there. As a matter of fact, Barney Frank's name was brought up on a child pedophile ring indictment by a Paul Benazzi. Mm-hmm. And why is Barney Frank still in office today? Because the American people let him. Why is that man not thrown in jail for the rest of his life? Because even what he did in his position now concerning Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, my gosh, folks. Let's go back over to what's going on in Penn State. They have a local radio show host there that says there are rumors that Penn State coach and the center of child rape allegations may have been pimping out boys affiliated with the charity that he worked for to donors. The host, Mark Madden, has been right before. He was the first person to break the news about the scandal 7 months ago. Madden also says it could be revealed that the coach, Jerry Sandusky, was told he had to retire in exchange for a cover-up. You better bet your folks, when the FBI gets involved in it, there's a cover-up going on. And I'm not saying that in every given situation. No, I'm saying in these kinds of situations, they're there to put the kibosh on what's going on to cover up the higher-ups, just like they did with Franklin cover-up, just like they did with Boys Town in Omaha, Nebraska. They're going to try to do it here, too. And what's happening, and this is what I'm happy about, is that you got some guys, men, real men, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that are saying, oh, no, you don't. We're going to keep this out in the open. And you got real journalists going out there. They're investigative reporters, and they're digging everything up. And they're not going to let this one just blow by.
That's right.
But this is just the beginning of what's going on. But let me continue on. If you think Penn State University rape scandal involving a coach and several young boys is new news, think again. Back in April, a Pittsburgh radio show host named Mark Madden wrote a story about Coach Jerry Sandusky and the allegations. Now, folks, there's just a side note to that. There's about 17 young people that have come forth, and now you're beginning to see YouTubes pop up that were actually victims of Sandusky and how they were being used. This is awesome. This is justice, folks. Now, when the Lord brings it to the light, this is where we have to act and bring forth justice.
That's right.
And don't let it go undone. Let me go back again. It seems logical to ask, what did Paterno know, and what did he know? What was going on is the question mark. What did Penn State's administration know, and when did they know it? Well, I can say this. Sandusky seemed to feel pretty bold to bring little boys into the shower on the campus and go ahead and rape them without even a care of who's going to find out about it.
Yep.
That tells me someone's there to help him cover up whatever he's doing.
Even when people found out about it. People did find out about it.
They did find out about it.
Yes, a public shower, folks. Doesn't get any plainer than that. Why in the world would a pedophile walk into, or a pederast, I should say, more specifically, walk into a shower room and do this in the public unless he felt comfortable?
Safe.
Exactly.
To commit the crimes.
And so from 1999, when he retired, I believe it was 99 or 98, one of the two, all the way up until the present day, the guy has a key. He still has all of his privileges for the university.
But he's retired.
Exactly.
Pretty weird, folks.
Yeah.
No. The
writing is completely on the wall. And this is what is awesome about what's happening again. As I said in the beginning, this isn't government agencies pressing or prosecuting any charges. Nothing has happened yet, but the public has been so outraged that they have forced action.
Yeah, but what are they highlighting right now, Jake? They're highlighting the firing of football coach Joe Paterno.
That's right.
Nobody cares about that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad he got fired.
That's justice.
He had an obligation to tell the authorities of what was going on. Let me ask you the question. Why didn't he?
Yeah, and you
what was he afraid of?
Mm-hmm.
He cared more about the honor of football than the protecting of a fatherless child that was victim to a pedophile?
That's right.
You tell me how that works, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very essence. But what's interesting, folks, is you even have today. Here, let me get back to this point. I got so much in front of me right now.
No dude. Apology makes up for that either. You can't apologize.
No, I wish I would have done something more.
No, too late, bud. You're done.
After the fact.
That's right.
Any reasonable, rational individual, why would he not report a little 11-year-old, 10-year-old boy getting sodomized by a 50, 60-year-old man in the shower that was responsible, and he was also a part of his team at one point?
Yep.
Why would he not report that?
Mm-hmm. That's
outrageous, folks. Why would he not? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that for a minute. Hello? He's either covering up for someone or he's afraid. But you still call the authorities. You don't just let him violate the little man.
That's right.
Yesterday on the radio interview in Pittsburgh, He goes, what say you? I said to him, I said, I'm ashamed that we live, I say now, in essence, I'm ashamed that we live in a society that cares more about a coach that's resigning. No one's asking the question why. They have more of a care about the coach staying on the team to save face rather than protecting the one that has been subjected to a pedophile. We live in a society where we have more compassion on the criminal than we do the victim. We've talked about this several times, folks. Let me go back to my point over here with Mark Madden. He said, best case scenario in this situation, charges are never brought. And Sandusky walks away with reputation permanently scarred. The rumors, the jokes, the sideways glances, they won't ever stop. Paterno and Penn State do the great escape. Worst case scenario, Sandusky is charged. Then it seems reasonable to wonder, did Penn State not make an issue of Sandusky's alleged behavior in 1998? Folks, the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. I didn't say one or two or three allegations. I said 17. As I said yesterday, are 17 victims liars? Let me go back over to Boys Town. Did you know that when these kids came forward to expose the pedophiles in the Catholic Church in Omaha, Nebraska, and the Franklin cover-up case, and the politicians that were pedophiles, did you know that the media started to vilify the kids and to put the kids in question rather than the ones that were violating the kids? And by the way, they never did tell you that those media outsources that were vilifying the kids ended up in prison at length. You didn't hear about that because they didn't want you to know what really happened. The judge wouldn't bring criminal charges against them. Why, folks? Why? Who's behind it, folks? Why are the justice system covering for one another, folks? In these particular situations, why? It's unthinkable stuff. Mark Madden said, did not Penn State not make an issue of Sandusky's alleged behavior in 1998 in exchange for him walking away from the program at an age premature for most coaches? Did Penn State's considerable influence help Sandusky off the hook? Madden said, don't kid yourself, that could happen. Don't underestimate the power of Paterno and Penn State in central Pennsylvania when it comes to politicians, the police, and the media. Folks, you're greater than all three forces.
That's right.
Why is it important? Because now Madden is making headlines again today saying he's hearing rumors again that the scandal could even get worse. And I hope to God it does. Sandusky may even be pimping out boys from the charity he worked with to donors, as we saw. And by the way, don't think it's the unthinkable, folks, because I used to think that too. Do your homework, look at Conspiracy of Silence, and then you can call us up outraged just like we are right now. Because not only is it unthinkable, but you have people in government that do the unthinkable things to their own people. And if they don't do it on a daily basis, you must be in a different country than me. 1-877-807-9977. We need to correct ourselves, folks. And now is the time to correct it through perfect judgment and establish righteousness. And not let one of these rats go. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come right back with this very topic. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satanshow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, the things that I just was talking about right before the break, I'm going to let you go ahead and hear it for yourself. I believe that this is Mark Madden, a radio show host from Pittsburgh, on the Dennis and Callahan morning show. John Dennis and Jerry Callahan. And go ahead and listen up to actually what he brought forth. This is Mark Madden as to the information that we're bringing to you right now. And by the way, this is months old.
What's the next shoe to drop? You've certainly been on top of this, Mark. Are we going to find out, like, in the next few days?
The Joe Paw quashed the investigation in 98?
Well, I can give you a rumor, and I can give you something I think might happen.
Okay.
Give us both.
Okay, I hear there's a rumor that there will be a more shocking development from the Second Mile Foundation. And hold on your stomachs, boys. This is gross. I'll use the only language I can. That Jerry Sandusky and Second Mile were pimping out young boys to rich donors.
Okay.
That was being investigated by two prominent columnists even as I speak.
Wow.
The other thing I think that may eventually become uncovered, and I talk about this in my original article back in April, is that I think you'll find out that Jerry Sandusky was told that he had to retire in exchange for a cover-up. If you look at the timeline, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It surely does.
Absolutely, and you are absolutely right about that. But, Mark, he kept coming back with the kids, so they told me he couldn't.
Exactly right. He quit in his coaching prime. He was mentioned for the Virginia head coaching job at one point, but my opinion is when Sandusky quit, Everybody knew, not just the Penn State. I think it was a very poorly kept secret among college football in general. And that is why he never coached college football again and retired at the relatively young age of 55. Young for a coach, certainly.
Would you be a bit surprised if a month, a week, a year from now, we found out that everybody knew what this guy was about?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was that way at all. I think that second mile was the perfect cover.
It was.
It might have got some people whispering, you know, just about this old guy always with young kids, but I don't think anybody dreamed. I think the only people who knew were the people who knew.
Yeah.
And who would that be?
Well, I mean, you have to be an absolute reprobate in every sense of the word to lay for the fatherless kids.
Mm-hmm.
They admired Jerry Sandusky because of his prominence in the community and his position. Penn State, I mean, my gosh, I mean, that's prestigious, is it not?
Yeah.
What little kid that never had a dad wouldn't want to be around a guy like that?
Mm-hmm.
And it went from nothing to... By the way, folks, again, let me go back to Boys Home. Check out Conspiracy of Silence. It's exactly what they did. Orphans. The Archdiocese was lured by getting rid of these orphans for money, bringing them to parties. Larry King was. And then once they'd become prostitutes at young ages, they would send them to Washington, D.C. for political pedophiles. I mean, you do a little homework and you pull the curtain back, it's not hard to figure out what's going on. This is, by the way, folks, this is just not Penn State. This is just worth surfacing right now. This is all over the country. It's controlled. It's contrived. But let me tell you something. It's not controlled above the hand of God.
Got that right.
And by the way, they know it because that's why they spend so much time trying to cover their back and their bases.
Yep.
Families of Sandusky victims are upset by protests and jokes. I would be too. As a matter of fact, I am offended when I think about what they're protesting about. He gets fired and they protest Joe Paterno's firing. Either they don't have the facts or they're idiots. And I hope it's due to the fact that they don't have the facts. But don't let them deter you into thinking it's about just Joe Paterno getting fired. Now, that's what they want the students to think.
Mm-hmm.
And in process, they can divert you, again, from the victims of Jerry Sandusky and Penn State University. And the higher-ups. What were you going to share with us about the Attorney General, Jake?
Yeah, the Attorney General actually brought the charges, and this was back in 2009, is currently the Tom Corbett, who is the governor, and he said it out of his own mouth. As a matter of fact, being the Attorney General, he was an ex officio member of the university's Board of Trustees, so he has a lot involved in this. And basically his comment was, is if I would have ever seen or heard something like that, I would have acted right away, thus condemning the coach's action who didn't act right away and those that were surrounding him who didn't act right away.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought these things up in 2009, and he actually led the probe in 2009, which actually led to the criminal charges this past week. Now he's the governor, and apparently, at this point anyhow, he's bringing the axe down, and he's forcing this thing through the hole. And again, due to the pressure, for whatever reason, folks, the power was found in the people to bring the justice forward. And that's what's been found. And now we're seeing the media do what it's supposed to do. This is an awesome time right now for justice and to protect these little boys and these families who have been violated. And to your point, last segment, you had said something about, you know, how it's unthinkable what they would do. And it's unthinkable to you and I because we're moral people who constrain ourselves and our passions and we exalt virtue. But to criminals, it makes perfect sense. If you're a pederast, where would you rather work for, McDonald's or a little children's boys' home? Or what would you rather have, a company that's in construction or a nonprofit organization that caters to little children that are fatherless?
Or possibly a teacher at a public school.
Exactly, or a teacher at a public school. This is how they think. Criminal predators, sexual predators, especially these pederasts, are extremely deviant. They're slick-tongued. Also like political folks. They know how to talk their way in and out of situations. They're very cunning. And when I say smart, they're obviously stupid because they're inhumane, but they're very cunning.
They're crooks.
They know how to get what they want. So, folks, none of this is too shocking. This actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Everything going around it makes perfect sense.
Well, a police officer has to understand the mind of a criminal.
Exactly.
And so should Christians understand the mind of the carnality.
You got it.
Because that's what we've been sanctified from.
That's right.
So we understand doing business with the enemy of our souls and how he operates and what he wants to lead you into.
Yeah.
But we also understand that when you actually commit the crime, you're going to do the time.
That's right. That's what Christians need to understand. Yeah. Secondly, it's not enough to say, well, they're so bad and evil and Satan has them. We're going to pray for them. Yeah. No, you have to deal with them.
Yeah.
That's how you exalt righteousness. I mean, when Christ, for example, when the serpent was on the ground, Christ's heel crushed his head.
Yeah.
That's what he does with wickedness. Why? To protect those that are innocent.
He came to manifest, to destroy.
Destroy the works of the devil.
That's exactly right. That's right. You know, the point is when we're talking about these young people, we had a reporter actually call this morning via email us and ask us the question, so why do you feel that you're the authority on this? And I don't feel that I'm the authority on this at all. I just know what it was like growing up without a dad.
That's right.
And I also replied to him in such a fashion as this, that I was subjected to everything and protected from nothing.
Yep.
And so are these boys.
That's right.
Folks, I'm to be quite honest with you, I'm a little surprised that we're not getting inundated with your feedback on this situation right now. I'm opening up the lines to you right now. That number is 1-877-807-9977. I want to hear what you have to say about what's going on and see what side of the fence you are on. And hopefully you understand the perspective of where we're from. It's about protecting the kids that are subjected to everything. One of the sisters, let me get to this real quick. One of the sisters of one boy is a junior at the school, Penn State. She's spoken with the newspaper. Her brother was 11 when he was molested by Sandusky in one of the school's showers, she says. I've been going to minimal classes because every class I go to, I get sick to my stomach. People are making jokes about it. Yeah, they're making jokes about it because it wasn't their kids or their brothers. Mm-hmm. Others, she said, have coined the verb Sandusky'd. You can imagine the context. Sodomized.
Yep.
The young woman also says that the scene in the state college in Pennsylvania last night of the students rioting in the streets because they're angry about Petrino's firing mean that if there was any pride left at PSU, she said, it's gone now. She said, I've been really upset about it all, she added, because a lot of people aren't focusing on the victims in this, and instead they are focusing on other things like football. You know what, America? If that's the case, you deserve what you got coming.
That's right. That's perfect judgment, folks. You made it up yourself. And it also shows, too, in the minds of those students, where the virtue is. What are they learning in these schools?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you learning in a university?
Well, you learn
one like that.
You learn that, you know, when right is right and wrong is wrong, you jump on the side of wrong because your buddies are doing it and you just want to go with the flow. So what you do is you go over to a setting where you have a camera crew in a van, and because you don't like the fact that your favorite coach just got fired for not doing his duty on the behalf of the victim, they overturned the camera crew's car and their van, and I guess that's what you do. I guess it's more important that you have your coach that knew to do right and he did it not than to, you know, do the right thing and go and protect the little kids.
So that would be a
And I'm sure this is the way minority, by the way.
Yeah.
But it is the leaving in the lump.
That's right. And it proves a mentality of anarchy, of nihilism. And boy, I hate to make this stretch, but look at what's happening right now in this administration. We can do whatever we want, and there's no consequences for it. And you better shut up, because we're going to do it anyways, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, we got
no matter what's right or wrong, we're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, we got something other than to say that to agree with his tyrannical directions and prerogatives.
Action.
Yes.
Do radio.
Fully on him.
That's right.
So, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here again. If you'd like to call in, please do. That number is 1-877-807-9977. I want you to weigh in and tell us where you're at in this situation. What are your thoughts as more information keeps surfacing? Not only allegations, folks. When they use allegations, it just jacks me up. I understand that you're, Jake, innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is in this situation, how many people need to come forward before he's actually guilty?
Yeah, and the grand jury indictment, you can read it. It's 23 pages long, folks, and it's very available. These aren't just allegations. This is the real deal.
He's in trouble.
He's done.
Can you say hallelujah?
He's done. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We'll be right back after this break, folks.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake again one more time, folks. 1-877-807-9977. We're okay. We got a weekend coming up here, and we'll splash the cities wide open. And
yep.
So we're giving you an opportunity, folks, and I want to see where you're at with this. 1-877-807-9977. You're checking the indictment out right
now,
correct?
Yeah, we're looking at the grand jury indictment. It's 23 pages, and it's pretty incredible. But, folks, again, when we talked about how this is unthinkable kind of stuff, that's exactly what it is. But to these criminal predators, this is totally thinkable. This is their dream. They absolutely love it. They fleece young boys. I'm looking at this, just like you said, Bradley. He would buy them gifts. He would bring them to football games. He'd bring them to preseason games, get them back, bring them into the locker room, and then have them spend the night at his house, buy them computers, and then little by little he starts to aggressively assault these young men.
Yep.
And then when the young men quit or they start to feel shame, this is what they got to live with the rest of their lives until justice is done.
That's called molestation.
Exactly. Yeah. He preps them and primes them, and folks, this was no dummy. This wasn't, oh, I need some help with my mind. I just need some help. I need counseling because it'll help me get out of this horrible trap of wanting little boys. That's not the case at all. This man knew exactly what he's doing. He perpetrated on a number of victims. I'm still on victim number one, and it's page four,
good
all
of
the
guys.
Different things that he did. So to get your reaction, folks, is important because America's hearing it. What's happening right now is bad news for what happened, but when justice reigns, and that's right. What's happening right now, this is good news for your country. This is how God redeems his country.
And it's good news for the victims,
you
guys.
You got that right.
It's good news for the victims because they see you're standing up on their behalf. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that is the very definition of love.
Yep, and I had the opportunity, actually, to talk to a victim who had been molested when he was a little boy. And he tried to kill himself. He started doing drugs. Just insane stuff because of the amount of shame that he felt. And I just asked him the question, and it dawned on me, so what would have happened if justice would have been brought against the man who you're a victim of? What would have made different in your life? He said, then I would have been able to rationalize the fact that
that's
I
right.
wasn't to blame, that he was.
Good for you.
But instead, when that particular man goes out and stays safe and stays protected because he's a football god of some sort, then the victim deals with it the rest of his life. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening is everything is being turned up, and the Lord said, fear them not, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And every single one of these people have got to face God on Judgment Day, but what we're saying as a righteous nation is, you know what, we're going to deal with you now, and then you're going to get dealt with on Judgment Day. Because that is right. That's
Amen.
What makes you great.
It says in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment.
They won't learn it.
That's why these victims are trying to figure out, why is the older people not doing what's right?
That's right.
Okay.
And then they start to blame themselves.
Amen.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Amen. Good for you guys. Wayne, Bradley, Jake, the other guy, Sons of Liberty, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
If you have any Penn State parents listening to your show, my suggestion to them would be to contact their lawyer and take a look at the contract for education that they've committed to with the school. And if they get enough lawyers calling the administration, I think you're going to see a whole lot of changes made up there.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And that's all it does is take just break one of the hard nuts, mm-hmm. and it's all over with. And you get the right attorney that really loves justice, not just the dime.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, he'll see it through, and he will win the day.
That's right, all the way through. It was like the video that we watched the other night about the Tillman thing. Well, what did they want to do? Well, what can we do to make you feel better? The family should say, no, there is nothing to make me feel better. Justice is what's right in
that's
this situation.
Right. And they will. Corruption will try to appease them by paying them off.
And
there should be appeasement at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
With financial
That's
compensation
right.
for what has been done. But the point is that should not be the first course of action
at
all.
You can't buy that justice. Justice happens, then you make up for the damages.
Wayne, thank you for the call. We got Paul, Colorado. Thanks for calling us. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you all so much for covering this. This has been a long time coming. I know you've probably been aware of it for a long time. We've covered it back in the day on our network, and the great book, Why Johnny Can't Come Home, and Doreen Gosh, and this is just,
you
were just talking on the air about all you got to do is crack one big nut, and it comes apart, and it's way overdue.
Wayne, can you kind of share a little bit on Johnny, can you share a little bit on Johnny Gosh, just to kind of give the people an idea as to what took place back in the day?
Well, you'd covered it on your show earlier about the boys harvesting place down in Omaha, but her son was a paper boy, and he had gotten apprehended or taken, kidnapped during his paper route, and she never saw him again until he was 21 years old, and he finally got to come home for just a brief minute or two and to explain to his mother what had happened to him and what was going on with another young man that had been kidnapped at 11 or 12 years old. And this is rampant. I mean, we covered it on our show years ago. This is probably the greatest untold story that up till now has never been told.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully with this Penn State travesty, and I believe you guys are right, I believe this is just the larval stage of this investigation. If they do a true investigation, and we'll see the butterfly later, this is going to go deep.
Amen. Now, if you remember right, Paul, that situation with Johnny Gosh, when Johnny Gosh came home at the age of 21, as you explained, he also told his mother that he was basically kidnapped into a pedophile ring, and if he said anything more than that, they would kill him.
Yeah, and they had just terrified the lady. You know, they put dolls on the front porch with the blood over the throat and just all kinds of terrible stuff.
Yep.
But she you know, continued to march and carried on the battle, and she did a great job. But hopefully this will give her a little honor for all the years of dedication that she had and the torment that she had writing the book, and hopefully we can bring these people to justice. Like you said a while ago, hopefully we'll find a real attorney somewhere.
Amen, man.
Somebody that won't quit.
Yeah.
Multiple. And media, too. Amen. The press to back it, because that's what keeps the momentum going and keeps it in the public and keeps these people accountable. I mean, just...
That's the key here is accountability is really what it comes down to. And, I mean, these are, again, let's go back to the point that these are unthinkable crimes.
Yes.
Paul, I mean, just think about this. We're talking about older men zeroing in on young boys, and they're zeroing in on young orphans or fatherless children or poor families. That's the sick part about it. And these are the guys walking around with a smile on their face, never thinking in a million years that they would be, you know, actually the predators aiming for our kids. It's just unthinkable stuff. And as a matter of fact, let's go back to the situation in Omaha, Nebraska, Boys Town, back in the 80s and the 90s. Larry King even said during one party that he was actually hosting for politicians in D.C., selling them little boys and little girls. He also he said to one individual that they would never believe it even if you told them. He said
Absolutely.
It's so
unthinkable. Well, I had a gentleman that had worked in a place that I had worked and had gotten caught with a 14-year-old boy, and he finally got through some stuff and got back to work. And the first question I had for him, I said, tell me about the pedophile ring in Denver. And his eyes got really, really big, and he said, I can't. They'll kill me.
Yep.
So,
and you better know, you better
dangerous people, but hopefully we will be able to put this out into the forefront for some time, because it's going to go, if they follow the rabbit trail, it'll go deep.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you for your call, Paul.
God bless.
Yeah, hang on a second. We're going to give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. Stay in touch with us, Paul. I love your fire and your passion. Yeah. It's very much appreciated. Now, here again, he brought us some other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is we're talking about our kids, so they're dangerous people. So what, do we stand down to dangerous people so they can make a prey out of your kids, folks?
No. Nope.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
One absolutely not. That is a coward. And you know what? I've heard the saying that cowards might not as, or the brave may not live as long as cowards do, but cowards never do, because the brave are taking care of the cowards.
That's right.
And that's what our forefathers did for us, and that's what the patriarchs had done for us, so therefore we need to do the same thing and stand and show ourselves to be men and fathers and daddies and big brothers in this country and stand up for our kids and say that's enough.
Yeah, and even
because folks, it's not like we don't know who the bad guys are.
Yeah,
we know who they are
right now.
And the politicians, we know that they're just ventriloquists for their puppet masters.
Yep.
We know that.
Yep.
Clinton said back in the 90s, he said there's a government inside this government.
That's right. Keep following that trail, folks. And like you said, more and more and more is going to come. Soon you'll find the big butterfly who's behind it and what's driving this whole thing. And if you look at even where Nebraska is in relation to the United States, it's a little west of the Midwest. And then you look over here in Pennsylvania, you're straight East Coast, just above, might I add, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. And just east, if I might add, or west, excuse me, of New York City, you've got major hubs of this garbage going on. And look at what's happened just in 3 days due to the persistence of people desiring truth and due to the media doing their job.
Yes.
This thing is broken open even further.
And might I add, guys, this is going to be really weird.
Righteous.
Amen for that. But this is what the media is for.
That's right.
That's what this is about, folks.
This is the First Amendment right here.
This is it.
Mm-hmm.
This was the reason that we have media, is to keep those in power in check.
That's right.
And keep the colonies aware of what's going on, folks, said Samuel Adams.
Freedom of speech.
Folks, we love you. We'll be talking to you tomorrow again. We love you by what we do, by the way, 1 John 3:18. And, well, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, guys. We appreciate the backbone. That's what makes this country roll.
You got
Remember, these colors don't run?
Yep.
Well, let's live up to that creed, yeah?
You got it.
Again, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, sayonara. Talk to you tomorrow.
It's a palm oak tree and a strong oak tree, and we are the sons.